This is the fourth mini-video in a seven-part series looking at seven traps that kill small businesses. Thus far, we've looked at the trap of failing to follow cash flow properly, getting bogged down in reactivity, and innovating too slowly or not at all. In this installment, we move to a fourth trap, marketing by the seat of your pants. There's an old adage, build a better mousetrap, and people will beat a path to your door. But business history is littered with failed businesses who had superior products or services but did not survive, primarily because so few people came to the door. A far wiser outlook is build a better mousetrap, and if people know about it, and if they see the value of it, and if they want it, and if it's accessible to them, they will beat a path to your door. The role of marketing is to be sure that people know about your mousetrap, see the value of it, want it, and are aware of how easily accessible it is. This presumes, of course, that you've made it as easy as possible for people to take advantage of what you offer. For most small businesses, marketing is a singularly challenging issue. With limited marketing dollars to begin with, they are constantly searching for ways to make those dollars achieve more. Yet all too often, they are spending marketing dollars without having ever developed a cogent marketing system or even a written marketing plan. As a result, their marketing strategy is little more than an advertising effort that amounts to spray and pray. For one thing, these business owners have never developed a clear distinction between marketing and advertising. The two work hand in glove, and it's common to use the terms interchangeably. But marketing is much more than advertising. At the risk of oversimplification, we might describe marketing as all that you do to make people aware of your business, build brand recognition, create credibility for what you do or sell, develop goodwill toward your business, and position you against the backdrop of your competition by highlighting the unique benefits of doing business with you. But marketing messages do not typically include an appeal for customers to buy a certain product or service. Think of the sign on the front of a business. It's a marketing piece. It's making people aware that the business exists and where it is located. But it does not make a direct effort to effect a sale. Advertising, on the other hand, is generally sales-oriented. It touts the virtues and value of specific goods, products, or services, and includes an explicit appeal to buy. Failure to make this distinction between marketing and advertising leads many small business owners to believe that they have a marketing plan merely because they spend money on advertising. Advertising, however, should always flow out of a carefully conceived and well-thought-out marketing plan. This marketing plan should be written. The process of reducing your marketing strategy to writing will force clarity and precision onto your thinking about how to build broad customer recognition for your business and what it has to offer. Moreover, this written plan should be reviewed and updated routinely. There's no magic interval for this, but evaluating your marketing effort on a quarterly basis is a good idea, and you should certainly do it at least once every 6 months. When finalized, your marketing plan should address marketing strategies and marketing systems more than products or services. Your marketing plan is more about the how of attracting and holding customers than about what you sell or provide. And because the marketing plan is customer-centric, it must identify and describe your target customers. The more detailed your description, the better. Remember, we are calling these target customers. The more explicitly you define them, the more precisely you can target them with your marketing and advertising, not to mention your choice of inventory items. We'll have more to say about this in a moment. In addition to identifying your target customers, your marketing plan should identify the specific benefits which your products or services provide them. When it comes time to actually write marketing and advertising pieces, you will want to give prominence to these benefits. There's an old maxim in advertising, lead with benefits. This means that people are drawn to consider what you offer only to the degree that it bestows a distinct benefit on them. So when they look at your marketing or advertising pieces, the benefit needs to be so prominent that they cannot miss it. This being the case, it's imperative to be clear in your own mind about the benefits which you offer and which have high appeal to your customers. If you cannot express those benefits straightforwardly in your marketing plan, then you have some additional thinking to do to gain clarity on your benefits. Most importantly, your marketing plan must describe the system or systems that you will use to achieve your marketing goals. Systems are structured around methods, so your marketing plan should answer questions like these. What methods will I use to surface potential customers or clients? What methods will I use to gain their attention? What methods will I use to reach them? Direct mail? Traditional advertising media? Web presence? Social media? What methods will I use to entice them to make an initial purchase from me? What methods will I use to convert them into repeat customers? What methods will I use to build and maintain their loyalty? What methods will I use to stay connected with potential customers who do not buy the first time they check me out? The thing to remember is that even if the answers to these questions are not spelled out in your marketing plan, you will in fact answer these questions by default in the way that you run your business. But your default approach is never likely to be as effective as an approach whose methodology you have thought through carefully and crafted with attention to detail. You can see that you can't really address these methodology questions until you are first crystal clear on who your target customers are and the benefits that you offer them. That's why your planning starts with defining your target customer. We can think of target customers as falling into various classes. Sometimes these classes are defined chronologically. That is, some businesses target teenagers, some parents with children at home, some people in retirement. But there are dozens of other ways to classify your customers: by profession, by income level, by place of residence, by education. The list can go on and on. Some businesses target only a single class of customer. Others target multiple classes, either due to the nature of the business itself or by the nature of what the business offers. A car wash is an example of a business whose target customers probably all fall into a single, rather clearly defined class. That is, car owners who like to keep their cars clean at a reasonable price. A full-service hotel, by contrast, has multiple classes of target customers. Some are business travelers. Others are local event planners. Still others are company executives needing a place to hold a corporate dinner. Your marketing plan should include a description of each class of customer who is important enough to the success of your business to be considered a target customer. One way to develop this description is to create what's called an avatar. Used in this sense, an avatar is a fictional figure who embodies a composite of the qualities associated with a given class of customers. Several elements go into defining an avatar, including gender and age, education, family lifestyle, work lifestyle, household income, shopping patterns and habits, and needs that relate to your products or services. To make defining your avatar easier, I've developed a useful worksheet to help you. You will find a link to this worksheet right below this video. The purpose of an avatar is to sharpen your focus on the needs and outlook of your target customer as you market your company. At the end of the worksheet that I've provided, there's a place to give your avatar a name. Naming your avatar is genuinely worthwhile, because it breathes a certain amount of life into the avatar. Avatars are, after all, a personification of your target customer. Once you've defined your avatar or avatars, don't just file it away. Keep the description someplace where you will see it often. Take it out and read through it again whenever you are thinking about possible business opportunities, and always consult it when you are writing marketing or advertising pieces. Ask yourself, how should I design this piece to resonate most fully with this individual? If you take the steps in this video and then execute against your marketing plan, you will never be guilty of marketing by the seat of your pants. Regularly evaluate ways in which your marketing plan or even your definition of your avatar need to be updated or modified. Plans are made to be followed, but they are also made to be changed. We've spoken in this installment about the importance of describing your marketing system. Marketing systems are just one of several systems that any successful business needs. In the next video, we'll look at some of these other systems and the deadly peril of neglecting their development.